You're listening to Revolution Surf here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area, and also syndicating across different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam and Greg, and we're playing a bunch of surf tracks here for this year's annual Revolution Surf. At the end of February, we always play all surf rock.
Mm-hmm. Why February, Dave?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't actually. Well, I think the reason why is, I don't know, when I was doing my show years ago.
I'm just putting you on the spot.
Please do.
You're doing a good job.
Because it's winter and people want summer in the winter.
I think that was the initial reason. But I was like trying to do, I wanted to do a bunch of themes, and I was getting into surf music, and I'm like, I'm going to do an all surf show. And I did it at the end of February. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just do that every year. And that was basically the reason.
I think it does give a little bit of break for the winter doldrums, though. So, you know, whether it's incidental or not. You know, Dave, thanks for making this a tradition here on CJAM.
It was an accident. You're welcome.
Thank you for your happy accident. With that said, we heard a smattering of international surf acts in that last set, including two from a group that recently performed over in Detroit.
Yes, band from St. Petersburg in Russia, Messer Chups. They've been around for many years, I believe starting in the late 90s. And we heard their version of the Twin Peaks song called Twin Peaks Twist. The reason we played this, we played it a while back, but also today is apparently Twin Peaks Day. So that's why we played it.
Excellent.
And that comes from the album Surf Riders from the Swamp Lagoon, which came out several years ago. I don't have the exact date in front of me. I
think it was 2022.
It wasn't that new.
That's what it just said.
Okay, but it came out much... I think it was 2012, actually.
Not according to the internet. The internet never lies.
That might be the reissue from 2012.
Regardless, it's a damn fine cup of surf.
It really is.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. And before that, we heard something from their Church of Reverb, which originally was released in 2013 and recently got reissued through High Tide Recordings. We heard the song that I'm going to try to pronounce, Zamboanga. There's an R in there, and that's a mistake.
Oh. Well, thank you for correcting my spelling with that, David.
That was actually my spelling mistake. But before that, we heard a selection of more international surf songs. We heard something from Sweden before that. Adam, what did we hear?
We heard from Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited, a group that I think we have played before during a surf rock episode. But really great stuff from there. The Flawless Miss Drake official soundtrack, i.e. a fictitious soundtrack to a film that doesn't actually exist. We heard Land of Swinging Atoms. Before that, we heard from a legendary Japanese surf rock group, the Surf Coasters, who had been around since about 1990, I want to say 92 or 93. Either way, they've been around for a couple decades, and we heard something from their latest release called Rising. We heard Hungarian Dance 95. Prior to that, we heard some music coming from Finland with the Mary Ann Hawkins. We heard something from their self-titled release, Hawkins Mania. And prior to that, we heard something out of Spain. Dave, I know you love pronouncing Spanish so much, so I'll give you a chance to recite this band's name and album title.
It's Los Tiki Phantoms, and it's Y.E. Engra del Tempo.
Good enough.
Okay, you can try.
No, I won't. But either way, we heard the track. El Enigma del Tiempo.
Okay, we apologize.
I don't.
Everyone out there?
I did it right. But anyway, we heard Mondo Senor from that, a great selection. And then from Brazil, beforehand, we heard from Os Aquamans from their Os Aquamans 2 record with Amalfia. And that was our international set of music from across the globe, showing it doesn't matter whether you're south of the equator, north of the equator, south pole, north pole, eastern, western hemisphere, above sea level, in Atlantis. Everyone loves to surf.
Okay.
I obviously excelled in geography in high school.
Thanks for that, Adam. Are you going to tell us more things about Antarctica?
Penguins are vicious there.
Okay.
Because they're always cold.
Well, you know what? Okay. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Very valuable.
I learned that from Morgan Freeman.
Very valuable. Oh, okay. Well, you learned it from a wise one. We're going to continue next with some more selections, starting off with a band from a singer-songwriter that recently passed, Dex Romweber. Greg, why don't you tell us about the next song we're going to hear?
Yeah, so the next song we're going to hear is Flat Duo Jet's California Luau. It's off the album from 1998 called Lucky Eye on Outpost Records. Yeah, I was really upset to hear his passing just maybe a week ago or so, a little over a week. But yeah, so a little tribute to him.
Yeah, and a big influence on a lot of bands, especially White Stripes. If you listen to the early sound of Flat Duo Jets and then White Stripes, you can hear the influence. And even Jack White did a big thing about him online and even put some music out through Third Man with Dex Romweber. So yeah, we'll get started with that. And then we got lots more coming up in this set, including some music from some Canadian stuff. We're going to hear some Bloodshot Bill. We're going to hear some The Swinging Pussycats, which is a band based out of Toronto. The Icky Bonds, also based out of Toronto, and much more. So let's get to it. We're listening to Flat 2-0 Jets here, and this is California Luau. Thank you.
Thank you.